Yeah. Gotta clear the throat.
Yeah, before you get started.
Okay.
This is the Slut Slumber Party
with Alyssa and Courtney.
Ooh. Here to talk about some nasty stuff.
Yes.
With a new fun subject to talk about. Episode 4.
Nudes and other things.
Couldn't wait.
I really couldn't wait to say it. I love nudes.
We're talking about sending nudes and sexting and all that good stuff. And if you're not that kind of person,
click out.
I feel bad for you.
Click out right now, immediately.
Yeah, because...
Or don't. And learn something. I don't know.
Yeah, man, this day and age, really, sending nudes, it's primed to send nudes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we have Snapchat. Yeah. I mean, like, you just get a little taste, and you can't screenshot it.
Enough, unless you're bold. Know, right.
Right, unless you're bold. But, like, and then it goes away forever. Poof.
Right.
Now is the time for nudes, yes.
It is. If you really want a treat, you can send the photo and put, like, a time limit on the messages. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they'll just go away after, like, 24 hours. So they'll get, like, a special amount of time
with it. Exactly. You're like, I'm speaking from experience.
Yeah. I am.
Yeah.
I am peace. Speaking from personal
experience. Or they could just, like, send it right to your fucking iMessage so you have it forever.
Yeah.
Just if you're crazy.
For your eyes only.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you did that to other people, so not just yours, but you might think that.
Mm-hmm.
Your own special nude to keep.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, when was the first time you ever sent a nudie?
Oh. Man, I have no idea, but I'm pretty sure I took the picture on a flip phone. I probably took it on my Motorola Razr, and it had no good composition to it whatsoever. It was probably just like a picture of my vagina.
Amazing.
To someone else. Just like,
I never sent a vagina. Honestly, like, I, not when I was younger and sending nudes, I never went straight vagina, but
they couldn't see my face, so.
Right, okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Vag pics right off the back.
Maybe some titty shots, I don't know, but I was always kind of self-conscious of my boobs because I don't really have large breastises.
Gotcha.
And especially... Back then, I feel like tits were everything. Yeah. Like, everything was fake boobs or, yeah.
Yeah.
It was all tits.
Shout out beauty industry. Yeah. Ruining lives daily.
Beauty standards just constantly evolving, so we just don't know what to feel bad about on our bodies.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny how, like, nudes have, like, evolved a little bit with, like, trending, like, beauty standards.
Right. For sure.
Like, everyone's an ass person now, so we're trying to get a little back shot. And listen, you don't want to see this ass. Like, you do not want me to send you my ass, because that is just going to be the saddest.
I don't know if I believe that, though.
What?
I don't know if I believe that.
You're lying. Yeah. Anyways, okay, so you were on your... Motorola flip phone.
Well, what was your first nude?
Honestly,
did you send it to?
I want to say it was when I had my first iPhone, which was in 8th grade. So, I was about 13 years old. And I had like double D's in the 6th grade. So, like, I had some knockers, and I guess I was just trying to send them to people.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I would have. Like, totally. If I had them, I would have. Right. Absolutely.
And it was always people who were, like, my age, too. Like, I was sending them to, like, little boys in our grade. Like, that's fucked up.
But I was also not ever very ashamed of nudity. Like...
Same.
I, at parties in high school, I was always the first person to get in my underwear.
Yes.
Or to suggest it. Yes. Or whatever. Like, even though it's like, I wasn't like naked or like fucking around with anybody, but I just liked being naked. And that was like my whole life, I feel like.
Yes. Nudity is wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's, like, just always so sexualized, but...
And, like, when you, like, are proud of your body or, like, kind of own your body, mm-hmm. and then somebody else, receives it well. Like, mm-hmm. ain't no other drug mm-hmm. like it.
A little endorphin.
Exactly.
A little serotonin.
For sure. Yeah. Because you're like, that's me. That's my meat sack I'm in.
Right.
Looking like this.
Crazy meat sack. Yeah, I remember, like, so I sent lots of nudes. I was sending nudes to everyone. But I had gotten, like, caught, like, parents had seen on their, like, kids' phones or whatever. And, like, got around to everyone, like, CC'd the fucking everyone in the entire fucking, like, school.
Your daughter's hoeing out.
And I'm just like, I've always just been like, I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah, them my titties.
Right. Okay. Why you hide me?
Right. Anyways.
They just wanted to cover us up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, first nudies were about 13 years old. I've always enjoyed sending nudes, not gonna lie.
I was older than that because when I was in eighth grade... phones didn't have cameras yet.
This is millennial versus Gen Z.
I'm pretty sure I was straight off of my Nokia.
Ah.
Like, the best thing that you could do was change the color of the LED background on your screen. I couldn't even text message yet. Shit.
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
I was alive before the internet, Alyssa.
I know.
It's crazy.
And I wasn't.
I know, you weren't.
I had my little iPhone 3 with no front camera, just a back camera.
It's crazy that 10 years is just, like, so much happened in that 10 years to be, like, pre-internet versus post-internet.
Yeah. I don't know. That's crazy.
Like, I got all, like, the new stuff. Like, when my dad brought home, like, the Macintosh computer.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's got games on it. And then I got AOL, and then I received a spam email of a woman shitting in a man's mouth.
Oh my god. And
that's the beginning of the internet
for you. That's so funny.
Yeah, so, like, when everybody, you've got mail, like, has just, like, a whole little meaning. It's a little triggering to me, you know what I mean?
Holy shit, that's funny.
I don't think I'll ever find it.
Who sent it?
I don't know. I was, like, young. I think, like, 8 or 9, I was like, I don't remember the email address or, like, where it came from. Or
you really know.
I remember it took fucking 10 minutes for the picture to load, like, one little fucking pixel at a time. But when the puzzle was done, I was shocked at what the result was. You betcha.
That is so funny, dude. Goddamn. I wish I had memory like that. I used to fucking use the internet so much, but I was, like, on chat roulette too, like, showing my boobs to people with my friends. Like, all my friends were on, like, Omegle and... Do you know those?
No, I know what they are. And I've been on them before. Like, I won't lie, I think I've gotten on there. I was like, I kind of want to see a rando jerking off, see if I can find one of those. You know what I mean? I just, like, heard the stories, and I was like, I must see this to believe it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
We should get on Omegle.
Oh my god. Let's do it as part of the episode.
Yes. Yeah, we'll have a whole episode of us just on Omegle.
Yes. Talking to different really people fun. And we'll be like, we're on our podcast right now. How's it going? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Future episode.
Okay. Where were we at?
We were talking about sending nudes.
Oh, yeah.
Have you sent any recently?
Let me think. Actually, yeah, there's this dude that hits me up on Snapchat sometimes, and he'll pay for nudes.
Oh.
And I'm just that's lucky. The easiest fucking thing in the entire world. Like, yeah, I want fucking $20 for dinner tonight, so I'm just gonna send a tip pic really quick to this dude who's gonna Venmo me $20.
So, you know. I wanna do that.
I mean, yeah, so the sex work is really going well. No, I'm just kidding. It's, like, not a huge deal, but I'm trying to think if I've sent any to, like, people I liked. I don't know. It's probably been, like, I've definitely taken nudes. I just haven't sent them to anyone. They're just in my phone. It's probably been, like, a year since I've sent a nude to someone.
Obviously, we know that I have recently, but, yes, like, I think it's thrilling for me right now because my last partner was not a I'll send you photos or a verbally sexual person or, like, anything like that. So, like, so now that I'm sort of experiencing it, like, it's revving it up that much more.
Yes. And,
yeah, so I like that. I like nudes, yes, and I love, like, tell me what you're gonna do to me. Like, right, send it in a text message.
Send it,
like,
in a fucking Snapchat video, yeah, while you're fucking jerking off!
I wanna hear the smacking.
I wanna hear the smacking. I wanna hear the groaning. I wanna hear everything.
Yeah.
God.
I want it. Visual, verbal.
Yeah.
I need all the senses.
Yes, all the senses, just baby. Those two,
but
yes. Yeah, dude. I love a good, like, nude or, like, jerk video from, yeah, like, someone that I'm talking to or am into. It's just, like, sometimes motherfuckers be unsolicited dick picking and unsolicited, yeah, dick picking.
Well, so, like, how mine started was, I mentioned that, I didn't mention I had dick on the brain, but I sent a little picture of me with a little, like, thought cloud that had an eggplant emoji, mm-hmm, in it, or whatever, and then was invited over, like, to come over later or whatever, but after that, I was like, oh, I can't do that. So later on when I got home, I think maybe I had taken a shower or something like that, and I had changed, and I just snapped a picture of my ass and sent it,
mm-hmm,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I sent another one of, like, my tit or something like that. And then I didn't ask, I didn't insinuate that I wanted anything like that. That was more like, hey, I want to do this, you know, like,
yes,
you know, I don't want to say, like, bait, but, like,
yeah,
I was, like, dangling the bait.
Yes.
And when we couldn't make it happen, he goes, we'll link soon. He goes, but here's this. And then, like, my face, like, it was like Christmas. It was like fucking Christmas. I was just sitting there, and I, like, my hand was just over my mouth, and I just couldn't believe that I even got it, because that, again, like, it's been a long time since anything like that's happened to me, and then just, like, the most glorious, like,
photo. Please go into detail.
Of the photo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he just kind of looks like a Greek or a Roman god or something. I don't know how to describe him. Oh my god. He's gonna listen to this at some point.
Ew!
I'm gonna cringe.
No, I love it. Yeah, I don't have any Greek goddesses or gods in my DMs right now, so you've got that going for you.
It's a little overwhelming, though, sometimes, so maybe you're lucky.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like,
I guess there is an NBA player and NFL player trying, yeah, to fuck.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short.
I think, like, I sell that. Myself short. I hate sports.
I do too.
I don't want to fuck any, mm-hmm, fucking. Nah.
I don't be sportsing.
Yeah. I don't know. I like dudes with no ambition or no drive, just dead.
Just dead inside.
Just dead inside. That's my type, so. Okay, but wait, can we talk about, like, sexting, though? Like, yeah. Aside from pics and videos, like...
Yeah.
Like, typing sexting. I personally... It's a hard subject for me because really? I am so fucking awkward and, like, cringe so easily.
Sure.
So sexting sometimes is just, like...
It is a lot cringe sometimes. I feel like you gotta slip in an occasional... So maybe not, like, a full-on... You're not, like, having phone sex. You know what I mean? It's not, like, full-on, like, back and forth, whatever. But, like, send me a text in the middle of the day saying that you want me to sit on your face.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's what I mean. Like, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Or, like, just a snippet of something, like, kind of nasty. Or, like...
So essential. So important. Especially if you're in relationships. Like, if you aren't doing little sexies throughout the day...
Yeah.
He's not the one
for you. What
are you
doing?
He's not the one for you. But yeah. Okay. Yeah, so maybe not like full lengthy conversations about like going into detail about fucking. I hate that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
But
personally.
I think the reason I'm like that though is because I am super imaginative when it comes to sexual situations. And when I am like sexually interested in someone or... have been in some way, like, I'll think about it a lot, and then I want to tell them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I just want to be like, I've been thinking about this, just so you know, and I just, like, want to do this again. And it just takes over the monster.
Yeah, I feel... However, no, you're just, like, never getting along, like, sex from me. Like, I'll just be like, I want to suck your dick.
That's okay.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's good.
That's about my extent.
Yeah.
Everyone's different, though.
But that is pretty much, too, like, I think what I would probably say also.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's true.
We've
talked about this before.
Yeah.
How much we love to suck dick.
We suck dick. Like, we be sucking dick.
Uh-huh.
That is a fact.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, I have had some interesting, like, verbal communications over the years. So, like, back when I was 24, I met this guy at the restaurant that I worked at. The stories that happened here. By the way, I was a waitress at a restaurant, and I fucked a lot of customers, so...
Amazing.
Anyways, the way that the story happened was I was waiting on these four British guys one day that were visiting from England, obviously, and they were doing, like, a U.S. tour. So they had been to New York, and they were in Chicago. They were going to California, Las Vegas, Miami.
Damn.
They were hitting all these spots, but they were in Chicago. And I was waiting on the table, and a friend of mine was like, oh, man, they're kind of cute. And she's like, we're going to go out tonight, so you should, you know, give them your number and see if they'll call us later. But, like, it was funny because... I was supposed to be working that day, but it was thunderstorming really hardcore and it was summertime, so they would close the patio, and when they did that, they would cut servers, and I had opened, and usually the open server got first dibs at wanting to stay or could go home. And I had actually been sleeping with someone else, my rebound from school, remember I told you about him?
Yes.
And I just wanted to go home and fuck all day. Like, in the storm or whatever. But my boss came in and was being just, like, such a mega bitch and made me stay. So, like, I thought I was going home this whole time. She walked in the last minute and she was like, you're not going anywhere. And I was fucking livid. I was pissed. I was, like, in the mindset that I was going to go home or whatever. So I ended up having to stay to work. But ended up waiting on these dudes, gave them my phone number, and went on about the day, made a bunch of money, all ended up being fine, whatever. That's how it always ended up being. If I didn't get cut, I'd be so fucking pissed, but I'd make, like, $250, and I'd be like, fine, whatever. So, I go out with my friend that night, and we don't really hear from them at all. I think they went to, like, a baseball game or something, and we're literally wrapping it up. We're getting ready to go home, and then I get a phone call from this dude, and he's like, I'm not even going to do a British accent right now, but he's like, we're going to come down to the bar. we're on our way right now. Just, like, hold on for a minute. And I was like, okay. And my friend was like, okay, let's hang out for a second. So they get there, and we're hanging out and just kind of chit-chatting. And it's a little awkward, but, like, not too bad. I'm already a little bit tipsy, but I start, like, conversing with one of these guys. And my friend decides to bail. She's like, I'm going to go home. And I was like, I'm going to stay. So I ended up staying out with these guys, and we went to another bar after that. And I kept talking to this one guy, and we were sitting at the table, and he was telling me some story. I can't remember what it was about, but I remember, like, touching his leg in the middle of his story and, like, interrupting him and being like, do you want to go back to my apartment? And then he finished his story. And then we went outside immediately and got a cab and went back to my apartment and started making out in the cab immediately. We had sex all night long at my apartment. Like, my bed, we broke my bed frame. Like, and it was like,
this is iconic. Is this a movie?
I know. And it was permanently broken. The story is not finished. So I have such a great time or whatever with him. He literally leaves at sunrise. Or whatever. His friends, like, I can't remember what they're, but he had to meet up with them, go to the hotel. They had another flight. They were leaving for, like, California or something like that. The next day, San Francisco, maybe. And just, he went off. I was like, bye. That was that. You know what I mean? I washed my hands of that. I was like, that was a fucking epic night. What a story. Holy shit. He wants my phone number. So, I mean, he has, like, I think we connect on WhatsApp or something like that. Okay. Because he's got a different phone. Or maybe they had, like, a phone that they just bought to use, like, while they were in the States or whatever.
A lot of people have to get that because it's, like, how you text without being charged fees. Right. So,
anyways, I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And give it to him. He leaves, and I'm like, I'm never going to see this guy again. but he gets to California, and then he starts messaging me, and this is when the sexting started. Like, he was so verbal with everything. Like, it's in my email. I don't even know if I can get in here and, like, look it up.
Fuck, or whatever. I want to see.
But I really like, want to pull,
like,
it up.
Like, detail, like, he was, like, writing, like, what? I need to see.
Okay, hold on. We're going to take a brief pause. Brief pause here. Okay, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
After a quick snack break.
Yeah, we got to see a lot of good sexting content there.
From the Brit. Unfortunately, I don't have it printed out. Or on paper.
Oh, I recorded some of it.
Oh,
I'll play it. I'll let the audience get in on this.
We'll give you a little tune in.
Yeah, here.
With our great audio.
I've never been in a situation where I've just got into bed after playing football for the first time in 3 weeks and found myself rock solid at the thought of fucking a certain someone that happens to be what's happening to me internationally.
I am dead at the British accent. You did such a good job.
By the way, he was British. It sounds so good.
You said, yeah, you mentioned that they were the three British guys.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we know that he has an accent.
Yeah. And you did it perfectly, Queen. Okay.
So, continuing on. We have conversations back and forth while he's in California. And then he and his friends are in Vegas, right? So by the time he's in Vegas, we're messaging each other back and forth. And he says, you know what? Like, our last stop on the trip is Miami. And he's like, why don't you meet us in Miami? And I was like, you know what? A little Sagittarius over here was like, that sounds like a good time. So I booked a plane ticket to Miami within the next, like, day or so, I think.
You went to Miami?
So, the next day, he messages me and says, there's a hurricane coming through Miami right now. Because they were going to be staying, like, on a yacht or something in Miami. And I bought a plane ticket to go down there. And he was like, cancel your plane ticket. He's like, we're not going to Miami anymore. He's like, we're just going to finish our trip and stay in Vegas. And by this point, like, the wind was sucked out of my sails a little bit. I was excited about going, but then I was like, God damn it.
That was a sign from the universe.
That's kind of what I thought. That's kind of what I thought, too. So I cancel my ticket, and luckily it's in within 24 hours. It was, like, American Airlines. I get my refund. Well, I don't get my refund. It takes, like, 7 days or some shit like that. So I go about my business or whatever. I'm a little bit bummed the next day. And then I think I'm at, like, a work party or something that night. I can't remember, like, whose birthday it was. And so he proposed that I come to Vegas instead. He was like, well, why don't you just switch your ticket to Las Vegas? And I was like, well, it's not really that easy. Like, you know, it might cost extra money or whatever. And, like, I was a poor fucking, you know. Right. Well, I wasn't poor. I was making a lot of money as a server, but, like, I was spending it all just on everything.
Well, yeah, I feel like it's also just cheaper in general to fly to Florida than it is to fly to Nevada.
Yeah, for sure. So anyways, I kind of, like, let go of the idea and was like, whatever, fuck it. And then I was having a talk with my coworker, Katie, and she was like, Courtney, she was like, what the fuck are you doing? She was like, go to Las Vegas. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, go to Las Vegas. It was like 11 p.m. the night before. I book a fucking plane ticket to Las Vegas at 11 p.m. for a noon flight the next day.
Goddamn.
Yeah. So I'm messaging him. We're messaging back and forth. I tell him that I booked this flight. He says, that's fucking awesome. We'll talk tomorrow, right? So the next day I wake up and I get all my shit gathered together. I obviously go home and pack my bags to go to Las Vegas. And I get to the airport and I'm sitting there waiting to take off. And it is like 11 o'clock and I'm about to get on this flight. And I have not heard from him yet. Like, he's in Vegas partying with his friends. I'm sure he was wasted. But, like, I'm about to get on this plane. But when I land, I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing, like, who I'm meeting. And not only that, by this point, I had booked another ticket. So, like, I'm running danger low on money, like, even sitting in the airport. So I'm a little nervous. But I'm like, whatever. I get on the flight. I don't hear from him. I get on the flight anyways, and I'm like, whatever, fuck it. So I take off, and I fly to Las Vegas. By the way, this is my first trip to Las Vegas ever.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What the fuck? Yes. This story, the plot is thickening. It just keeps getting thick and thick and thick, and I'm like, God damn, okay.
This is my first time in Las Vegas. Okay. So anyways, I land in Las Vegas, right? And by the time I land, I have a text message from him when I, like, turn my phone back on, get out of airplane mode, and he tells me what hotel they're at and, like, all of that shit. I'm, like, so relieved. Thank God, you know, finally hear from him. And they were at the MGM Grand. So, and then I'm, like, getting off the plane and I realize I'm danger low on money, and I literally call my mom and I asked her to borrow, like, $50. But I didn't tell my mom that I was in Las Vegas because I knew that my mom would be like, you did what? Like, you...
How old were you?
24, probably. Okay. Yeah. And she was like, she would have been like, you went to Las Vegas with strangers from, like, another... She just... She crazy.
No, she ain't crazy. Like that. That is valid. That is valid.
Right. I guess that's true. I straight up could have been murdered. So anyways, I get there and, I meet up with him at the hotel and he didn't tell his buddies that I was coming. So, like, we, like, surprised them and it was, like, a good time.
Good.
It was so funny though. And then I proceeded to have copious amounts of sex in Las Vegas in a beautiful suite. There was, like...
Were you sharing it with anyone?
So, the dudes were sharing the suite, but... I don't know, the guy that I was with had his own room, there was another room on the other side of the suite, okay. And then the other two were, like, sharing, like, the big couches that okay. were out there, or okay. whatever, or, like, whoa. In the
ideal
area. I think the rule was, you know, if you've got someone to, like, fuck, then you got a bed, pretty whoa. Much.
Perfect.
So, yeah, we had a really good time, hung out at, like, a daytime club. It was like a pool club. I think it was called, I can't remember what it's called. Wet Republic. That's what it is. But it's the clubs there in the summertime are fun because they're just like daytime DJs and you party like all day long and then go to bed. That's my jam. Like, I don't need to go out at night in Vegas. I'm like totally fine just being out during the day. We had sex on the pool table. We had sex in the bed. At one point we had to change rooms. Like we went to like a different suite. So we had our own room at that point. And we had sex in that jacuzzi. Pretty sure we had anal.
Yes.
There was a point though where we picked up some like alcoholic whipped cream. And this was a little bit of a downer. So by my second day there, like my pussy was fucking raw, dude. Like, yeah. A little bit sore, like, still in it for the long haul, but, like, it was a little bit painful, like, when you would start, just shit like yeah. that, you know, I was just feeling a little bit, needed a break, but, at one point, we bust out this alcoholic whipped cream, and he goes to put it on my fucking vagina, and I have, like, it burned so bad, dude. Like, he squirted on there, and I was like, get it off! Get it off! I had to go straight to the bathroom, wash that shit off. It was horrible. Don't put alcoholic whipped cream on your pussy. Just don't do it.
Yeah, just ever. Anything.
Yeah. Like that. Right. No. Just, like, mouths and hands.
Yeah, just no clean mouths, food clean or fragrance or anything yeah. down just in our libits.
Yeah, keep it off there. Yeah, anyways, we finished our trip up in Vegas. Basically, it was a whole 3 days of partying and sex. And then we had our goodbyes, and I flew back to Chicago, and he went back to London, and that's the end of the story. And then that's when the sexting continued to happen. Like, we talked for a few months after he left.
Damn.
Yeah.
And then he broke your heart.
A little bit. I was mad that I kind of, you know, felt a little something. But, like, it really was a little bit of a story. You know yeah. what I mean? So, like, but that's just...
If that's, like, one prominent person that, like, you vividly remember sexting like that, like, mm-hmm. that's... They're an important part of your life.
Right. So weird. So
shout out to...
His name... is David. David. I won't say his full name, but his name is David.
Perfect. Shout yeah. out David.
Yeah. If he were to ever hear this, I don't know. Holy shit. If it ever makes it to England.
Ooh, please no.
Right. But man, those people that just like are blips in your life.
Yeah.
You'll have them. Do you have any blips? No long distance love stories.
Well, I actually guess maybe I've taken nudes a little bit more recently than I thought. Because I met this dude on RuneScape. Like, yours is like a fun, like, fantasy. I was like, let me tell you about my UK boyfriend.
Okay.
That I found on RuneScape. Do you know what RuneScape is?
No.
It's like... It's like World of Warcraft.
Oh, right? Hell yeah. Okay.
It's like you'd go on quests and it's like in yeah. medieval times and it is like just like a online computer game. So there's just like hella people on there. And I'd be sending nudes to people for memberships because I don't want to pay for my RuneScape membership.
Yeah.
So I just be telling people that I'll send them nudes if they pay for my membership. Anyways... This guy from the UK
I'm gonna start offered, saying I'll send nudes for money.
Yes. I'll do that. So easy. I don't want to have to go through the whole, like, OnlyFans thing, but I make it very, like, if someone asks if they can buy content for me, I'm like, yes, you can, yeah. But I'm not going to get an OnlyFans because that's just too much work.
Yeah, I don't think I could keep up with posting right. that much.
I'm just like, I need TouchTunes credits. Can I send you a picture of my tits?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just kind of how I am. Like, on stuff that I can't justify buying because I don't have any money, I can justify buying it if I'm getting the money from just, like, simply sending a tit pic, you know?
I need the website where I can go to and say, like, I need a car, you know?
Seeking arrangements. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not yeah. too good on that.
Yeah. I'm also on Seeking Arrangements.
Are you?
We'll save that for a different episode. Oh,
okay,
though.
Okay, cool. You'll have to give me the end all of my, that.
But, yeah, I was talking to this guy on RuneScape from the UK, and he's like, I'll pay for your membership. I was like, follow me on Instagram so, like, I can see that you're, like, a person.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know that you're not a fucking 12-year-old or, yeah. like, an 80-year-old or something like right. that. And he did, and he was my age. He was 23, and he was this cutie little cutie from the UK that was in, like, the Navy or something like that. And he was super funny, and then I fell in love with him. Aww. And I actually was sending him nudies, and he was sending me nudies.
Oh.
While we're playing RuneScape together.
I love it.
Is that not the fucking nerdiest shit you've ever heard in your fucking life, bro?
Fun fact, I went to school to make video games, so, like, I love that shit. Yeah. I don't do, like, online gameplay or anything mm-hmm. like that. Not yet.
Yeah.
But.
Well, all I'm saying is shout out to Martin. I love you.
Aw, Martin.
Martin.
Martin. David and Martin.
David and Martin.
They're probably not friends because David is my age and Martin is your age.
Yeah.
Maybe they're podcasting together. Maybe he lives in London.
I don't know where. I don't know anything about the
UK. Where Martin is.
Yeah.
He's in.
I think he's
on. Manchester.
I think I see him on Snap Map. Like, I think I actually probably have his exact location right now.
Oh, let's look him up.
Isn't that so crazy to think? Yeah. He is right here. And it is currently 38 degrees and 2 a.m.
Oh, he's sleeping.
He lives.
That's fucked up.
I'm fucked up, dude. That I can literally see where he... I mean, he can do the same for me. I have my Snap Map on.
I know. Sometimes I keep mine on, but then sometimes I turn it off.
It just depends.
But then I'll get weird about it, and I'll be like, who can I see? And I'll, like, want to, like, go see, like, who's all
oh, yeah.
there.
I creep on Snap Map a lot. Yeah. Not that I'm, like, going to go stalk anyone. It's just, like, kind of fun to... I'm right. nosy. I'm
yeah,
so nosy.
Same. Yeah.
So... Like, let me just check out where everyone is right now.
I'll be like, what are you
like,
doing?
Like, who's on vacation in fucking California right now?
You'll be like, I'm going to Geneseo. And I'll be like, don't lie to me. And I'll check.
I'm going to Geneseo.
And I'll fucking check.
Dude, that's funny as fuck. Yeah. I do be going out to Geneseo. Every time I go out there, too, I see if my friend Abby is out there, because then I go get coffee with her while I'm there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Hella funny, dude.
Geneseo be cute.
Geneseo's cute as fuck. We need to go there sometime. They mm-hmm. have this coffee shop.
I know. You always talk about it.
I know.
The locomotive.
The locomotive. So fucking cute, dude.
Cute.
And the fucking owner, if you're listening to this kid, fine as fuck.
I was gonna say, is he hot?
He's so sexy. Hold on, let me find pics. Oh my god, he's definitely like married or something though, so. Or engaged, I think. Don't Man, he it. Is just. Kiss you on the mouth right now.
Kiss you on your dirty mouth.
I gotta go to his sister's because I don't think that he has social media.
So, what have we learned from this episode?
That sexting is fun.
It is fun in little amounts.
Yeah.
When it's too much, it's cringe.
Yeah. When
it's little snippets, it's sexy.
Yes. Yes. You always, again, if you are in a relationship, you need to be sending little, tiny little sext at least once a week. Yeah. If not, like, once a day.
Yes.
To your partner. And that's just what I believe solid. In.
Or send them a nude. Like, even your partner wants to see your hard dick sometimes. Yes. Or a video of you jerking off.
Yes, exactly. Like,
I live for that shit.
I live for it, yeah.
Like, send me a cum shot. Like, I will fucking...
Sound on.
Sound on, please.
Sound on.
Thanks. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I want to hear you come all the way.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
Did you?
What? I just made it up.
Oh, you made it up.
Yeah.
I was like, is that actually?
No. Nope.
Who sings that one? Blink-182.
Courtney does. Courtney.
Courtney.
Courtney. Courtney. British Courtney. Courtney does. All right.
Yay!
Until next time. Bitches, bring your secrets. We're gonna try and have a guest next time, okay? We're gonna be a little
we're gonna have a guest after the first episode. Bitch, it been 4 episodes.
We were really just trying to find out what this was gonna be like,
yeah,
and how this was gonna go, and I think we sort of don't have it figured out, and I think we're just gonna wing it, just like we have been winging everything else.
Oh, absolutely. That's all I do is wing it my whole life. Everything is just winging
let's
it.
Let's get tattoos.
Yeah, yes. I'm like, let me make some money.
Let's fucking wing it.
Right. Yeah. What was that really cute outro you did the one time? Like, the first time that we decided we wanted it to be called Slumber Party. You said something at the end that was really cute. Do you remember what it was?
Oh.
I just think it would be cute to say at the end of, like, every episode.
Yeah, have, like, a little phrase.
Yes, a little phrase. This is, like, future merch me talking.
Was it something about going to bed?
Something about, yeah. We'll just have to re-listen.
Okay. Yeah. Did we record it?
Yes, it was in... I think it was in the end of the second episode.
Okay.
So...
People say I need to lose weight.
Oh, okay.
The reason I'm
on that note. Bye!